Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we finished up looking at Galatians 2:20. What a powerful truth. Paul writes, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the," or the one and only, that's what "the" means, "Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me." Now please notice the progression here. I am crucified with Christ, or I have lost my life. But nevertheless, I live. But not I, but Christ. I have found him as my life. Now that, my friend, is sanctification, and it results in a life of faith and obedience. Let me say that again. Sanctification is a result in a life of faith and obedience. My friend, sanctification is Christ in us. It is Christ being seen in us and out of us to the world. Sanctification is not us being made to look like Jesus. I hope you can see this, my friend. And why? Because Christ is in us and he's holy. He alone is holy. That which is outside of our union with Christ spiritually is not, repeat, not by any means holy. No matter how much money we give to the church, or how many mouths we feed, how many shirts we make available to give away, no matter what we do, working for God will never save us, nor will they ever do anything to make us holy. After salvation, it is God's intention for us to, you ready? 2 Peter 3:18, "Therefore grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." We cannot, repeat, cannot look or act like Jesus. Jesus is Jesus, and we are ourselves. And never shall Jesus look and act like us, nor us look and act like Jesus. Sadly, in the church today, this is a very skillful doctrinal deception, carefully crafted to hook young Christians to a worse religion and get them thinking that they are saved by their good works. Now, wait a minute. Yes, we are to do good works, but we should have a desire to want to see others who do not know anything about Jesus come to know him. But our salvation, nor our spiritual growth and development, nowhere in the Bible is tied to working for God. In James, this was the point that he was making. Not that we are saved by works alone, but we are saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2 and 8. Please do not miss this critical point here. So many denominations stress good works. Wow. Yeah, they do stress good works. Feed the poor, clothe the poor and needy, work around the church, help the pastor, do everything that you can to help things out. More in 2024, but that was not, repeat, not what James was saying. In James 2 and 24, James writes, "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified." And now that is true to a degree. "And not by faith alone." Now this "not by faith alone" seems in direct conflict and disharmony with the rest of the New Testament. If you think it is either works or faith that we are justified by God. But no, my friend, it is both. We are saved by faith, and then our salvation is seen by the good works that we do. Let me say that again. We are saved by faith, and then our salvation is seen by the good works that we do. However, our good works alone can never save us. Let me say that again. Our good works alone can never save us. If good works can save us, then there would be no need for Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. There are countless millions of people in the church out there doing good works every day, yet they are lost as the day is long. You know, there had to be something not made by hand, not made by man, to redeem man from his sin. And that was a name, and his name is Jesus Christ, who died for us. There is a divine spiritual principle running all throughout the Bible that is found in Hebrews 9 and 22. And I believe the writer of Hebrews is Paul. So Paul writes, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. That's an Old Testament remission. And without shedding the blood is no remission. Now, I would add the word sin, since that is what the subject of the verse is talking about. But it is still makes spiritual sense without adding the word sin to the end of that verse. No good works can ever cover, as with animal sacrifice in the Old Testament, and remove sin, as in the New Testament. In John 1:29, John the Baptist said, "Behold, stop, look, and listen, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Well, we know that he was talking about Jesus, but now I hope you're sitting down. John got this wrong, as he did most things in his life. He said Jesus was going to take away sin from the world, but that is not true, because, my friend, there is still today sin in the world. Oh no, Jesus did something much greater than take away sin. In the Greek, it reads, "Behold, the Lamb of God, he who takes upon himself the sins of the world." Now, that is really what Jesus did. He took upon himself the sins of the world and consumed them in his righteousness. Wow. Now, that is salvation. That also, my friend, is sanctification. Thus, if there is to be anything holy, any holiness or sanctification that is in us at all, it must be out from Christ and Christ alone, being made manifest through us and out to the world, rather than that person being made to look like Jesus Christ. You know, we cannot, you know, take that which is outside of our new creation in Christ, that which is outside of the union of the Spirit of Christ in us, and massage it and mold it and do something to make it fit in order to make a human being look and act like Jesus. Again, a human being cannot, never look like Jesus or act like Jesus. Only Jesus can look and act like Jesus. But he does what he has to manifest himself through human beings, through us. That this is sanctification, my friend. When God stated that he wanted to make man in his own image, he never intended to create a Xerox copy of himself. My friend, we are all wonderful and fearfully made. Let me say that again. We are all wonderful and fearfully made. Believe it or not, God was from the beginning manifesting himself through his people. It begins by a spiritual joining. That is the core of Christ in us. That is the core of Christianity. And if Christ is not in us, then now listen, how can we be saved? If Christ is not in us, how can we be saved? And as we saw, good works will not do it. We are saved. We are birthed from above. We are in the Spirit with Christ. And then the work begins in us through God's dealing and judgments, so that we can become, and that's a process of God, a holy vessel separated for the Master's use, called apart from the world unto God. My friend, either we have been separated for the Master's use, or we have not been separated for the Master's use. There's no two ways about it. But we have been separated for the Master's use so that we can manifest Christ through us and out to the world. Wow. We have been separated. We have been set apart. We have been set aside for the Master's use so that we can share this wonderful gospel message with people around the world. And that must come through us. We must be holy. "Be holy, for I am holy," God said. And he means that. Amen. Next week, we will go a little deeper and look at how Christ is our sanctification. Amen. We have only scratched the surface in this topic. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous work, and just the lesson of the resurrection has really impacted your heart, and this message is impacting your heart, and you are allowing God to separate you for his use. If not, then you may not be a Christian. You may be religious, but you may be lost. Only those separated by God are really His children. Amen.